This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Demai, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Hakalim She Badamai, Hashisin, Veho Rimin, Veho Ozrodin, Uvenois Shuach, Uvenois Shikmo, Venovlois Hatimaro, Vaha Gufonin. The following foods usually grow hefker, so in these cases, they are exempt from tithes. They're exempt from tithing. Even if they were grown at home, perhaps the Amorites did tithe them properly. Due to this doubt, this double suffix, then the halacha of Demai do not apply. Now, these leniencies apply to desert figs, while Juba, thorn apples, white forest figs, Benois Shikama, which is a hybrid of figs and chestnuts, unripe dates that fell in the wind, Gufnin, which is a breed of grapes that hardly ripen, and capers. Uvi Yehuda Ha'oig, Veha Choymetz Shebi Yehuda, Veha Kuspar. In the land of Yehuda, the leniency also applies to sumac, the vinegar made in Yehuda, which was made from the dregs of wine, and coriander, since these foods were not valued there. Reb Yehuda Omer, Kol Hashisin Peturin Chutz Mishel Dufra. Reb Yehuda said that all desert figs are exempt except for the Dufra variety. Kol harimin peturin chutz mei rimei shikmaina. All wild jujuba are exempt except for the shikmona variety. Kol benois shikma peturais chutz min Hamustafais. All Benois Shikma are exempt except for the Mustafos variety, and that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Demai, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Hademai, Ein lo Chaimish, Ve Ein lo Bio, Ve Necholin lo Oinin, Ve Nichnas Yerushalayim, Ve Yaitse, Umaab Din. Es mi utai badrachim, venois noi la am haoretz, vioichel kenegdai, umechalin oise kesef al kesef, nechoishes al nechoishes, kesef al nechoishes, unechoishes al peirs, ubovachi achser viyivtes al peirs, divrei remeir. Unlike regular Meiser Sheni, the Meiser Sheni separated from Demai does not require chaimesh, which is adding a fifth, to its value when redeeming it, or beer, destroying it by its deadline. It also may be eaten by an einin, someone whose relative died that day. Also, even after it is brought to Yerushalayim, it may be brought out again to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, after it has been redeemed. One need not worry that some of it gets lost on the way to Yerushalayim. One may give it to an Am Haaretz and trust him to eat it in purity, but one must then eat a corresponding amount of his own food in purity in Yerushalayim. One may exchange a silver coin used to redeem it for another silver coin, a copper coin for a copper coin, silver for copper, or copper for produce, which may then be redeemed again outside of Yerushalayim, provided that one had this intent when he bought the produce. This is all according to Reb Meir. V'chachamim oimrim yal ha-peiris v'yeochlu b'Yerushalayim. The Chachamim said that one must bring this purchased produce to be eaten in Yerushalayim. That is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Demai, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Halokeach Lezera Velabehema, Kemach La'ayrais, Shemen Laner, Shemen Losuch Boy Es HaKelem, Potter Min Hademai. If a person buys seeds to plant or feed his animals, or flour to tan hides, or oil to light in a lamp, or oil to rub on leather, they are exempt from demai. Michziv ulhalon poter min hademai. Produce grown beyond Kisiv, which is a city on the border of Eretz Yisrael, is exempt from demai. Chalas am haoretz, v'hameduma, v'halokuach b'kesef maaseh sheni, u'shi'ore hamenachos, peturin min hademai. Chala separated from the dough of an am haoretz is exempt from demai. The same is true of meduma, which is truma, that got mixed into chulin and must be given to a kohen, or produce purchased with maaser sheni money, and the parts of the menachos eaten by the kohanim are exempt putter from demai. Shemen orev beishamai mechayvin ubeis hillel paitrin. Balsam oil is obligated according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel said it is exempt. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Demai, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Hademai ma'arvin boy, umishtatvin boy, umivorchin olav, umizamnin olav, umafrishin oisoy orum, bein hashmoshis. Demai may be used to make an Erev or Shituf Muvais. It requires a bracha and a zimun. One may separate tithes from Demai while one has no clothing, since no bracha is recited over its separation, or during Bein HaShmoshes, which is twilight of Erev Shabbos, even though tithes from Tevel may not be separated. Ha im hikdim maisa sheni l'rishayin ein bekach klum. If maisa sheni was separated before maisa rishayin, there is no objection, as opposed to real Tevel, from which tithes must be separated in order. Shemen Shahagardi soch be'etzbaisav, chayiv b'demai. The oil that a weaver wipes on his fingers is obligated in demai, since applying it as a lotion is like drinking it. V'shehaseirek noisein batzemer poter min hademai. That which a wool comber puts on the wool is exempt from demai. And that's the end of Mishnah Dalet.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.